Hello, I'm Norma Galumbus. Welcome to the Norma Galumbus Lifestyle Podcast, a part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network. Thank you for listening. Season 4, Episode 8, Second Summer. Rereading my 2020 summer end post, Bubble Summer, it was interesting to review what I had wrote a year ago. I smiled as I reflected on the things we did, the places we went, and how much the grandkids had changed. They are now 12, 6, 3, and 2 years old. In this second summer since the pandemic began, the term bubble wasn't used, and I hope not to hear it again anytime soon. We moved on to discussing the variants of the virus. Record-breaking temperatures fanned out across the country this summer. In some areas, it hadn't been that hot since the 1930s and 40s. Then one day in mid-August, the switch flipped and it felt like fall and stayed cooler after that. It was very dry, so we didn't have many thunderstorms, but we did have one substantial windstorm that sent our barbecue flying off the deck and the patio chairs were airborne. In Saskatchewan, we pride ourselves on thriving through a prairie winter, but throw some serious heat at us in the summer and we wilt. Okay, maybe we don't thrive, but we survive the winter. The hub's mom turned 19 in August and she was happy to celebrate with her family. When the pandemic started, I found it hard to stay home. Now I feel uneasy going out in public gatherings. We visited our grandkids and we hosted family from Alberta. Some events did restart, such as farmers markets, festivals, and rider football games. We took our boat out on May 30th for its maiden voyage of the season. In our north central part of the province, we are fortunate to be surrounded by lakes. We made day trips to Emerald Lake and Iroquois Lake with family and friends. In early June, we celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary. We rented a cabin on Cowan Lake, located near Big River, Saskatchewan. Our daughter and son-in-law joined us for a couple nights. The weather was nice and we were able to sit outside and enjoy campfires in the evening. We caught some fish and enjoyed a fish fry, and the sunsets were incredible. The Hubs and I drove to nearby lakes, including Neslin, to scope out sites for future adventures. The Hubs likes to get up early, so he usually is outside communing with nature before I get up. He decided to try his hand at fishing off the dock one morning. I was up by then and was puttering around the kitchen. I glanced up and there he was, grinning from ear to ear, standing in the window, proudly holding up a fish to show me. Every morning, he came back with a story about the creatures he ran into. A cat in our boat, an otter and her pup swimming out from under the dock, and a duck and her ducklings bobbing about. July found us back at Cowan Lake for our annual family camping trip. The weather was hot and beautiful. Due to the fire ban, though, we were not allowed to make campfires. I was so happy to see a propane fire table there when we got there, and we spent evenings sitting around and visiting. There was a lot of algae in the lake this year, so we went to Deleron Lake to swim, tube, picnic, and play on the beach. Deleron is approximately a half-hour drive from where we were staying at Cowan Lake, so it wasn't too far, and we got to explore and enjoy another beautiful Saskatchewan lake. We drove around the lake and found shallow spots along the shore to get off and walk around, looking at shells and rocks. We also spent many summer afternoons and evenings barbecuing and relaxing in our yard. I love a good staycation. Summer is now a wrap, and even though I feel a bit sad, I have turned my gaze to autumn to see what it has to offer. I am so glad for summer's gifts of these amazing memories. I attempted to write a poem about summer. Here it is in all its splendor. My summer poem. In October, I bask in autumn's beauty, my heart filled with summer's memories. In November, autumn's splendor is blanketed in white. We pause to remember. In December, the wintry days are short and the cold nights long. I am thankful for the sparkle of Christmas lights. In January, you feel far away, The glitter off the freshly fallen snow brightens the days. In February, I long to go to a tropical beach. Visions of sun, sand, and surf fill my dreams. By March, I am hopeful that you are just around the corner. Then it snowed. In April, there is hope. The days lengthen. Then it snowed. In May, I'm excited. You are so near. Greenhouses and planting. New life bursts forth all around. In June, you officially arrive. The sun stays up late. The wind blows. In July, we feel every moment clinging to each ray of sunshine. Sun, boating, and beaches. We prayed for rain. The wind blows. August brings garden bounty and wasps, a meager early harvest. In September, your light fades into autumn. Feeding geese honk as they fly overhead. Leaves change color and gently float to the ground. Goodbye for now, summer. It's been a blast. Visit my lifestyle blog for episode pictures and links to my garden and published works pages, food blog, and gift shop. My website address is in the episode notes.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Kinexys. Savings, checkings, GIC, budget, RESP, RRSP, TFSA, mutual funds, credit score, emergency funds, variable versus fixed rates, compound interest, retirement. The list goes on and on. It's time to make sense of it all. At Kinexys Credit Union, they want to help. Financial literacy is a critical life skill, giving you the knowledge and confidence to make smart, responsible decisions about your money. Visit kinexysmoneytalk.ca to find expert advice, tips, and solutions for all life stages and events, and increase your financial literacy knowledge and confidence today.
The Saskatchewan Podcast Network is supported by Direct West. Is marketing getting in the way of running your business? Direct West has a local expert team right here in Saskatchewan that will work with you to build your website exactly how you imagine it. Let them help you improve your online presence and head to directwest.com to learn more.